Feels good to be back. Episode 15.
Here we are, players.
Funnily enough, we did kind of address it. We kind of didn't. We've all been away. Well, me and Perry have been away on holiday. Ash has been here in the UK working very hard. But yeah, we've been away for a couple of weeks. It does feel very nice to be back. Perry, how was your holiday, lad?
Oh, I want to be there now. When I close my eyes, I can see it.
Where did you go?
Went to Mauritius.
Oh, money. Right. No, I'm just saying it's quite an expensive place to go to, isn't it?
Why are you doing that?
Ask me where I went. Wait. Malaga.
Yeah.
Went to Spain.
Also expensive.
It's expensive, but it's not Mauritius, is it? How long's your flight?
12 hours.
Well, I mean, just the fuel alone, you know, it's going to be quite expensive.
So there you're
spending £5,000 on flights.
Who spent £5,000 on flights?
You, I'm pretty sure.
Me? I wish I could have spent £5,000 on flights. Don't try to throw me under the bus, lad.
Look, and he's crumbling.
Perry's hotel was £4,000 a night.
No,
Perry's hotel was £4,000 a night.
KSI?
It was £4,000.
No.
KSI?
No.
Don't, I'll fight you.
Okay. No, but seriously, how was
Mauritius? No, it was really nice. We done nothing, so I went away with my girlfriend. Why are you smirking? They're smirking.
You're defensive.
Yeah, I am, because the energy.
Chill out.
The energy's off.
There's no energy.
You're already looking for jokes.
Did you wear that top in honour of her?
I did.
You say it's her birthday?
Yeah, it's my girlfriend's birthday today.
So
I wore a top that says Pickles because her second name is Pickles.
I've got Perry saved on my phone as Perry Pickles on my phone with a weird little.
In that pic.
What is that picture?
It's a picture of you on a beanbag or in Crocs and sniffing your fingers.
Why am I sniffing my fingers?
Well, you're the person to ask, Perry. It's your picture. So I don't know what you're sniffing.
You've caught me off guard there. It's not a.
Yeah, which is even weird.
I don't think I'm sniffing my fingers.
What are you doing?
I think I'm sniffing my fingers.
Look at that.
Yeah,
picture.
I think it might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went on holiday. It was lovely. We done nothing. It was just very chill, very fun.
I'm going to be honest and say that every time I went on social media, and I saw an Instagram story of a beautiful cocktail/mocktail.
Mm-hmm.
You in a hammock relaxing, reading a book.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's name being written in the sand.
Yeah.
You got a sunbathing, mm-hmm. an outfit of the day. Anything like that, I was livid.
Why?
Oh.
Because you had the opposite.
Oh, so angry.
Because you had the opposite.
I was hating whilst being so happy for someone. It's like the weirdest emotion. Like, I was like, I'm living through you. I was like, upload more. Like, I want to see more of what I could have been doing if I didn't have three children.
It was hell.
Hell's strong. But I'll give you a quick rundown if you want. Friday morning. Set the scene. Dun-dun. Friday morning. We wake up. Normally, it's an exciting time. You know, you get waking up as a kid and you're like, oh, we're going on holiday. Okay, nice. Come downstairs. So we get in this taxi with our suitcases. Before we pull off, we sat outside the house still. My son, my oldest son, starts crying and says, I feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, listen, Cass, like, you've just woke up. You may be a bit hungry because you didn't want to eat your breakfast. You're a bit tired.
Well,
bit
you get that when you wake up early sometimes.
Do you know what I mean? Also, just have a little nap in the car. You'll be fine. 20 minutes into this journey, he grabs his backpack, pulls out his charger. He's got a couple of little toys, a book, his iPad, pulls it out in front. I'm like, what's wrong? He projectile vomits into this backpack 20 minutes into the journey on the holiday. I'm like, no problem. Get to the airport. I have to chuck his backpack in the bin, go through security, buy him a new backpack. Wicked. Get on the plane.
He did it in the bag.
Oh, that's quite good though.
Obviously, I've got three children, don't I?
Yes.
I've got three children. My youngest is 2 years old. Don't know if anyone else has ever flown on a plane with a two-year-old, but unless you have an absolute saint of a child, you will know they can be little knobs. There's no other way to say it.
He was
a little knobhead for the 2.5 hours. I love him to bits. He's my beautiful little boy. But when you have to try and explain to him that he can't throw his toy car at an air hostess, or you can't grab someone's food, or you can't grab the safety sheet and fling it down the aisle, trying to like wrangle a two-year-old on a flight and get them to sit still in their seat. Nightmare. But anyway, we land, we go, it's been a long day. We're like, let's just go to bed. We go to bed. I'm woken up by screams that could only sound like someone's being axe murdered. So I panic and hop out the bed. Realise my son, who was sick in the car, must have a bug because he's throwing up again everywhere. Oh, yeah, it's all over the bed. But he's like, oh, daddy, I keep being sick. What do I do? Run to the toilet. Maybe go to the bin. Even run onto the balcony. Nah, how about we grab the brand new bag I just bought you in the airport and throw up into that as well? Yeah, sounds like a great idea to me. Let's do that. Then we had to wait an hour and a half from someone to come and help us clean up the room.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about 3 a.m. now. On the way back, our flight got cancelled. On the way to the airport, because we were rushing to catch an earlier flight because that one was cancelled. Someone crashed into the car. It was in an Uber. Someone crashed into us. It was really, really intense. And then I actually saw a comment on our last pod, on the last ep, that someone said, I saw you in the airport. You look really stressed. Yeah, no wonder. Because really, my son was projectile vomiting like a scene out of The Exorcist, and we nearly got murdered in a car crash. So it's quite intense.
So question number one.
Yeah.
Did Trey launch the car at the head?
No, he didn't launch the car, but on the way back. Can I just say this now? Small disclaimer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the gentleman's name. Yeah. I just know he was sat in front of me.
A public apology.
No, it's actually the opposite to a public apology.
Oh.
A gentleman got very annoyed at my two-year-old son on the way home, because I admit he had a movie-level meltdown.
Let's talk about this.
And the man in front wasn't best pleased. He turned around and basically said, can you keep your kid quiet? And my wife started crying. Well, he got a bit aggy. You, sir, fall into the category of
a dickhead,
bellend. Like,
yeah.
Do you think I'm enjoying my time having a 2-year-old scream and go, "Meh"? I'm trying. If I had like my kid there, and he was kicking off, and I was like, "Yeah, crack on," he's just ignoring him, sat on my phone, like playing whatever, like playing games or watching films. I don't understand. You're well within your rights to go, mate. Look, if you need some help, can we just sort this out? But like, I'm trying my best. I'm walking up and down the plane. We're trying to do this. I'm giving him toys. We're trying everything. 2-year-olds just sometimes kick off. Turn around and like get aggy about it. I understand to a certain like degree, because I'm like, look, it's not your kid. It's not your problem. But bro, cut us some slack, man.
No.
It's stress.
No, bro. Yeah. And I know this will be really interesting to see how people like, I want to hear what everyone else thinks about this, because a kid on a plane, I can't understand when people get aggy. It's like you own the space. Like you're renting that chair. You don't own the space. It's not there's a kid who's allowed to be on a plane kicking off. I think it's one of them things for me.
Let me clarify as well. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not frustrating.
No, but
it is irritating. No, of course
it is. The parent doesn't want it.
Yeah, but I'm trying. We're trying our best. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No one says you can't be irritated, but imagine turning around and kicking off at someone for having a child.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
There was two
babies, screaming babies in front of me on the plane home from Mauritius. And I just thought of you straight away, because the woman was trying so hard to stop the
and
baby
you can
crying.
See, like, they're getting sweaty,
and
they're panicking.
She's stressing, and the dad's stressing.
All right.
To the point where she put her hand over the baby's mouth. And I'm like, no,
Don't worry.
Disclaimer. As in like just a small... Not would you rather, but like, you know, option in the story, right? If the parent then is sitting there, feet up, neck pillow, reading a book and not caring.
Headphones on. Different. 100%.
So, it's not actually the kid being aggy that is annoying. It's how the parents
trying to deal with it.
Which really is a weird thing, because if you look and a parent's trying, then I'm like, do you know what? They're trying. It's all they can do. So, but where I would get angry is if someone's not caring or not trying, because I'm like, then it is inconsiderate.
No, 100%. Yeah, it is just kind of matters. If like,
exactly.
I'm not saying in the end, sometimes kids are going to kick off, and if the parents like looks at their phone for a sec, because that's like saying, oh, well, you can't do anything apart from try and pander or do this or do. We all know what you're saying, which is essentially just be considerate.
Be considerate.
Acting like that and turning around, and I think that goes both ways. I apologise. If you want to flip in formal apology, sorry my 2-year-old kicked off, but I go back to my earlier statement, you're a bellend. And we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Lads, it's been a little while. Should we do the oath?
Let's oath it up.
Here we go. In 3, 2...
Wait, sorry. No one's nervous. They've forgotten it.
No, of course not.
Yeah. I'm a bit nervous.
Listen, it's like riding a bike.
Close your eyes. Well, each other's
which time. I can't do. In 3, 2, 1...
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Boom. Let's get straight to this. Arriving back from holiday and being greeted by dad. So mine and Ash's dad staying at my house. Mm-hmm. Stays at our house because the last time I went on holiday and no one stayed there, my house got robbed. So my dad stays there. I walked in and he goes, oh, you'll never guess what, I nearly had a heart attack. I was like, what's happened? He's like, I was at home, sat in your living room, I'm eating a little bit of KFC. And I went, yeah, I'm eating some food. And I'm just watching that old Bonnie Blue documentary. I went, okay. 70-year-old dad just chilling watching the Bonnie Blue doc. I was like, okay, no worries. I haven't seen Doc at this point. He goes, you know, about halfway through, your brother pops up on the screen. Turns out that Ash, you're in Bonnie Blue's documentary.
I do feature in Bonnie Blue's new documentary.
Yeah.
And let's quickly clear it up. How?
Right, let me give some context. Capacity. Yeah. So you find
context
out...
Context is very important here.
You're not one of the people who goes to one of her queues or any of her shows. No. Bonnie Blue queue, yeah. Not that. Basically, it turns out Bonnie Blue used to be a dancer. Mm-hmm. A very good dancer, actually. Ended some really big competitions like UDO. She came second in the world. Yep. Got this massive trophy. She came second in the world.
Because I don't think I haven't seen this doc.
Yeah, bro. So apparently, really good dancer. Yeah, of course you haven't. Yeah. No, apparently she's a really good dancer.
Okay.
Anyway, they're talking about the fact that she used to be a dancer. She's on like little clips, like little videos, little pictures and stuff. And as they're talking, one of the pictures just comes up, and it's just Bonnie Blue. Probably, I don't know, quite young still, 18, 19, uh-huh. Something like that. But she's just chilling with you. You two just get a picture, like.
But do you know what's nuts about it? Because I had a few messages and people sending me like video in the screening, going, "You're in the Bonnie Blue documentary or whatever." But it's the fact they don't mention my name or there's no context. It's just the Bonnie Blue doc, and yes, they're talking about her being a dancer. But then we just pop up like,
yeah. "Have you? You two haven't seen the documentary, have you?"
No.
Right, I've seen it. Okay, because after Dad said that, I was like, "I want to watch the documentary." So me and my wife watched it. The funny fact is, they show clips of like podcasts, because obviously, look, Bonnie Blue went, well, is.
Yeah.
I think she's like one of the most searched people, searched women in the world.
Yeah.
She's like everywhere. Everyone's talking about her stunts. A lot of people don't agree with what she does. Based on that documentary and some of the cues I saw, quite a lot of people do agree with what she does, because they turn up and join the queues. It's absolutely insane. But I watched it. Nowhere at any point is there any other celebrities that pop up. And I know that a lot of celebrities have referenced or said stuff or don't. There's just nothing. No celebs pop up. The only celeb they have that pops up is just Ash, just randomly.
You. It's like, a cameo.
And I've had so many messages like, "Oh, your brother's in the Bonnie Blue documentary." And at first, I'm not going to lie, because no one said anything with any context.
You got worried.
Ash, I panicked a bit, man. I really panicked. I thought it was just going to be like people like her team just filming the queue, walking down. It's going to be Ash standing like, "Oh,
yeah, with a quiche."
Waiting to be in Bonnie Blue of a quiche.
Honestly, it's crazy.
The first I heard of it, though, wasn't even from Dad. It was from one of my boys. And I just got a voice note that says, "Hey, Ash, you're in that documentary, that girl, you know, bare man. You know, what are you talking about? But yeah, ain't it mad, though? You just never know, like, what people are going to do or who they are. Like, I think this all the time.
Yeah.
We take pictures with people, we meet people, and... she's gone on, like you said, to become one of like the most searched, most talked about, most controversial people, really. It's nuts. You just have no idea.
Watching that documentary, first of all, let me explain two things.
Was it good?
The documentary, look, whatever you think about Bonnie Blue and her own decisions and morality and that, first things first, she's quite the businesswoman. Like, she's got a full team. It's all very regimented. Mm. It's like all super above board. Like, it's real business.
Yeah.
You've got to go flipping out. Explained that she was working like an office or something. I think she was doing like recruitment or something like that. And then she got to like earning like £2 million a month. I know it's not always about money, but to get to that in like the space of like a couple of years is pretty insane. Do you know what I mean?
Easy.
Perry, the thing that pushed her to $2 million.
We're on the same path. I was a dancer to start. I was. You know what I mean? Technically, I still am. There's time.
Bro, when you came to the studio,
yeah.
What was your first nickname?
Blue.
Oh my days, we used to call you Blue, like Corbin Blue
from High School Musical.
But yeah. Now we're calling you Blue again, but like Bonnie.
I'd be Blue. Oh my God, yeah.
She stole your life.
That should be me.
Should have been you, bro.
Maybe that's why I was in the dock. It's like a subtle link.
Listen, like, yeah.
I feel like we should move away from this. I don't want
Just thinking, I know we spoke about me having an OnlyFans and stuff at some point.
No, okay, you spoke about you having an OnlyFans.
It's a three-way conversation.
No. Wait, it was a one-way conversation with two listeners, all right? We just sat here listening to what you were saying. I don't want to be looped into that. Okay. Like I said, you guys haven't seen the doc.
Yeah.
Because I assumed the documentary was going to be like, oh, we've done a deep dive and a little research on Bonnie Blue. No, it's cameras following her around. So you know her most famous stunt was the 1,000 people break the record in like 24 hours.
Is that legit? She did that?
She did it. Can I just say this? Knowing that before you pop up is a good half hour, that our 70-year-old father was just sat there watching his documentary.
He got to halfway before he was
Dad has no idea that you're going to pop up. And
it's true. Yeah. If anything, you ruined it for him.
Oh, shit. I'm not doing that. What are you you doing on there?
Nah, cut it off. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same now. Cut it off.
You ruined it for me.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. But yeah, the fact that Dad watched that did make me go, oh, it's a bit thingy. But listen, that 1,000-person thing, man.
Wait, so is it like an official Guinness World Book of Records?
No, there's no adjudicator there.
Oh, because that would have been sick.
Yeah. No,
would have been a stopwatch and a
little blazer
and
on.
And a clipboard.
Okay, and begin. Fantastic, Bonnie. Okay, 999 to go. Here we go. Yeah, that's what it would have had to have been like.
Fine.
One more question.
Okay.
You know everyone talks about Bonnie Blue, right? You can have your opinion on her or whatever.
Yeah.
No one really talks about making the choice to put on a balaclava and be one of the 1,000 men lining up.
Guys, listen. Her manager said, he went, well, I hope she wants to break the record over 1,000 people. We've had 15,000 people sign up.
Oh,
15,000 people were like, yeah, I want to go there, right? I'm talking like 500 people in. There's gentlemen who are turning up. They're like, no, forget about the balaclava. I don't want the balaclava. Like, forget about the balaclava. Kissing her and like treating it really intimately, like 500 people for it's just a really odd, yeah. Because, like, on the next part of the documentary, she's like, oh, I'm not feeling well, I've got the flu. I'm like, mate, I'm not flipping surprised because
if I was there, I'd do half and half like Daredevil.
What, you better call?
Yeah, I'd or like roll it up. You know, when Spider-Man goes upside down and he kisses Mary Jane for the first time and she rolls it up. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I want to be like kind of anonymous, but I want to be like, yeah, I want to be present.
If you know me, you know it's me. Put it that way. Yeah. If you know me, it's me. And that's what it counts.
You've got issues, you know.
But I just can't think of
you've
like.
You've got some issues. Look,
forget what the documentary is about. She's not just about the 1,000 people thing, it's about her whole kind of journey and the stuff she's done. Because, like, bear in mind, like, the first half of a documentary, like during the 1,000 man thing, like, her husband's there.
What?
Yeah, her husband's there.
Don't wind me up. No, you're.
Her husband's there. They're now separated, but during the
because
whole
because of the 1,000 man.
I don't know if it's, they don't quite elaborate on the reasoning behind.
Oh, okay.
I do feel like this Epps pod has turned into dissecting Bonnie Blue's documentary.
I'm here for him.
You know, she's married and he's there. Like, he's in the documentary. It's not like, oh, I was married at some point. It's like, no, he's there with her. And he's like, yeah, you know, she caters to her fans and she's really good at what she does and her brand. And like, it's all business to them. Like, it's super.
Well, I mean, if you're pulling in $2 million a month.
He does say that the money's really good and they talk about it from that perspective. I think they are now separated.
Probably got too much.
But anyway, that being said, I just take away the sexual side of stuff. I just can't think of anything I'd want to do 1,000 times in one day.
100%. Yeah, that's true. 100%.
Like, 1,000 times in it's one day.
Yeah, yeah. And that's true. There's nothing I can think of, even the stuff that I love doing, I would want to do 1,000 times in 24 hours.
Sorry, I took a second there to actually try and think
about it. What do you like? Think, say something you like to do. What do you like to do?
Skim stones.
You know what?
I could skim 1,000
How
stones.
Have you managed to find the one thing?
1,000's a lot.
No, listen. If you was at the beach all day or at a lake all day, I could get through 1,000 stones.
But wait, not just a beach. Imagine a beach full of perfectly rounded, no edge pebbles. Just
well, now we're creating dream scenarios.
Yeah, man, do it.
Yeah, but like...
I could do that with ease, man. No. Like the pebbles from Pirates of the Caribbean, the white ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect pebble beach.
Imagine they're crabs, aren't they? They're not actually pebbles. They're smooth.
Oh, you might have cracked that. I'd do that 1,000 times.
What, skip 1,000 in one day? And bearing in mind, this is something that you... This is not like, can you do it? Like, I could clip my fingers 1,000 times in 24 hours. It's not that. It's like something you would enjoy and want to do. You're saying you'd want to do that 1,000 times in one day. That's a lot. Because I can't skim stones either.
But by the time...
It goes what?
I can imagine that. That's a really good impression.
I try and skim it, I'll go... And it just pops in. It just can't. I can't quite
but
get it.
By the time you get to the 1,000, you'd be sick.
No, I don't think very I would. Good. I think I'd be awful, and I'd probably have arthritis.
You've already got arthritis.
I do in my knees.
So hear me out on this then, right? So let's say that there's something you like to do: skimming stones. I don't know, dance routines, right? I don't know, whoever.
Yeah. That was the cringiest ever.
What would you do 1,000 times?
1,000 times? I could dance. How about that?
Why do you say that?
What does your clock say? What does your watch say? Because mine just says 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mine says dance.
You breathe oxygen. You breathe oxygen. I breathe rhythm. That's the kind of, that's the vibe you're giving us then. Right.
No, go on.
Right, hear me out.
Let it land.
Okay, so make dance routines.
Right, firstly.
Skim stones.
I'm going to come back to this in a minute, yeah? Because you'll, do you know what I mean? Here it is. Yeah?
No, it's fine.
Yeah?
It's fine.
There's things you like to do, yeah? Whatever they are. Would you if you had the option, you had to do the thing you like to do 1,000 times a day or never do it again. So they're your options. Would you rather do what you like to do, but you have to do it 1,000 times a day or never do it again?
If I'm going off skimming stones.
No, no.
Anyway, yeah, okay. Wait. So, if I'm going off skimming stones, I'd have to choose the 1,000 times.
Why?
When was the last time you skimmed, be honest, when was the last time you skimmed a stone?
I was on holiday.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Yeah, no, 1 minute, you can't skim stones in the sea, can you?
Yeah, you can, of course you can.
Yeah, of course you can.
Easy.
The sea's wavy.
You give it a go, though.
You give it a good, got like three.
Yeah, basically, you're just throwing rocks in water. Like, that's
right, okay, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm just saying, I couldn't never do it again, because imagine walking down the beach. Oh my God, it's like trying to eat a donut and not lick your lips.
It's impossible. You got to do
it's
it.
It's impossible. You have to pick a stone up or a pebble or something.
Yeah, but then you got. So imagine you've got to wake up before you come to work, whatever. After you've got to go down to the beach and do 1,000 stones a day.
Yeah,
oh, you're saying do the 1,000 thing every day.
Yeah.
You've either never got to do it again, or you get to do it again, but you got to do it 1,000 times a day.
Oh no, God.
No. Well, yeah, of course. So for me, that's obvious. Like, for example, I think this applies to a lot of stuff. Everyone loves going on holiday. Yeah. You could have a 2-week holiday. A 2-month holiday, 2-year holiday. But when you get to the last couple of days, everybody just wants to get home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you know that you're on your way home. So like me, the other day, well, you didn't have that. I went and saw Fantastic Four, actually. Mm. Sick film. But before, we went and grabbed a bit of dinner. I went Five Guys. Got 2 burgers. Mm-hmm. Smashed them. Yeah. Absolutely loved it. Came out, I thought, listen, little nightcap. Might as well grab one more.
Mm.
You can have a burger too many.
Oh, wait, a nightcap?
Yeah, I was on the late. And I thought, again, just settle me down.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I had minstrels and popcorn as well.
Yeah.
I'd mix that together. Okay, fine, I was on a bit of a sugar high. I was like, drag me back down to earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get some meat and dinner going. And it was too much.
Really? That was three.
I feel like I'm going to throw up now.
Yeah, yeah.
Way too much. And that's something I love to do. Like, I love cinema and I love Five Guys.
So 1,000 times a day or never again?
You've got to go never again.
Well, I'm not sure, no.
You're going to be 1,000 times a day? Really skimming stones.
I really love skimming stones. Good for your mind, too.
Not if you can't skim them.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Then maybe never again.
Never again, Ash.
1,000 dance routines, yeah.
How are you going to do 1,000 dance routines every day?
Watch, son.
Ashwick, I got where I am, mate.
Come on, son. Who do you think you're talking to?
Ashwick Badger OBE, mate. Who do you think you're talking to? No, so seriously. How long do...
That would actually earn your MBE. Services to dance, isn't it?
My MBE.
Yeah. What is your... It? Yeah, actually, I don't know what your MBE is
for. I thought it was services to dance. Services to...
Humanity. Can't remember.
You can't remember?
Lies.
There must be a way to Google it.
What is my MBE for?
Stay there. Actually, no. You guess it and I'm going to tell you what it's for.
All right, wait there. So, the honorary doctorate was for civil law. Oh, no, it was.
Ooh, get that in there. No one asked you about your honorary doctorate. Yeah. Here we go.
It's called process of... Do you know what?
Here we go.
It's called process of elimination, yeah? My MBE was for services to dance.
It was. Services to dance.
Ashley Banjo was appointed member of the Order of the British Empire for his services to dance.
So I'm saying if you've done 1,000 a day...
Who gave you your MBE?
Zan, yeah.
Does it count if it's Zan?
Of course it counts.
Yeah. It was crazy though, Hughes.
Really?
Yeah, no, we're going to discuss that.
Like, scary.
Can I ask you a question?
A little bit.
Why are you holding it like your whole... Like, you know when someone goes, oh, I bought a pack of potatoes and I found one that looks like Shrek and now they won't pay me for it and they're holding it up looking like really angry, upset. Why are you holding your MBE?
Yeah.
No, do you know why? Because you stand...
Why are you holding your MBE?
You stand there once you've received it and like... You're with the photographers and stuff, and they ask you to do, like, they're just like, could you hold it up? That's it. Hold it up a bit higher. Now bring it close to your face. And then you end up in this really awkward sort of position.
Yeah,
because
you had one when you looked angry. Now you've got one when you look like you're farting.
You're letting that go slow.
That was a crazy day, man.
Yeah, go on. What's it like getting an MBE? What's the process? Like, what happens?
You turn up. It's Windsor Castle I went to.
Mm.
And obviously you go through security, you know, and they're checking. It's crazy. Like, how do I put this? Obviously it's official, but like, obviously it's really protected as well. The security is really high level. You get in, you know, you figure out where you're waiting. But all of the rooms you wait in are just like super grand. And like, you can walk around the castle and obviously it's all locked off. And when you go in the room, I imagine when I saw people waiting that you might go in as a crowd and get called up. Like a bit like...
Hunger Games.
No, not Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah. You're like that's where my mind went.
Yeah,
no, like the reaping.
No.
Ashley Banjo.
No, like a graduation ceremony.
Yes. Okay, cool.
But no, the queue stops at the door and only the person that walks in is the person receiving the award, like the medal.
I thought I'm about to get my palms red, if that was the case.
Yeah.
Standing outside, like, right, next, you know.
It's a huge, like, super grand room. And obviously, like, Anne was standing there, there's some people behind her, but, like, it's a really big room. And you sort of, like, walk up and you walk in and then have a chat. And we spoke about the studio and what's going on and, like, you know,
that's cool.
I got the award and then sort of left and then you bump into the photographers. But, yeah, you're not in, like, a big group. You are. And then all of a sudden, when you actually get it, you're not.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
quite intimidating.
So it's crazy. You feel the, like, what's the word? Like, you feel, like, the proper, like, weight of, like, history around you. You're like, oh, this is kind of crazy.
And you're part of history now. And I'm glad we got to speak about it.
Services to...
to dance. Glad we got to speak about it again.
I reckon you'll get one day.
Dad, I'm never getting an MBA.
I think you will.
Do you know what for? Services to storytelling.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be back.
Your stories are top tier, my friends.
I really, really hope so. I'd love to have an MBE.
That would be sick.
What's the... So MBE, member of the British Empire, and then officers, OBE.
You got CBE as well, haven't you?
What is that, chief? Oh. Captain.
Can't be asked, isn't it?
CBE.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I thought that was the oil.
CBD.
Do you know what? Can I just find out? Are you doing something 1,000 times a day or never again? Because we've been stuck with that for a while.
It's true.
He'd receive his MBE 1,000 times every day.
No, I'm going never again. I think there's always too much of a good thing.
Bang. Never again. Never Boom. Again. And what did you land on?
Yeah, never again.
Yeah, use, solid. Well otherwise. Done. Is it true I'm being interrogated this week?
Let's do it.
Yeah, you are.
Come on, boy.
You ready?
Yes.
Quick fire, Jordan.
Yeah, all right.
Don't mess it up.
I won't.
Right. Would you rather have to say I love you at the end of every single phone call or have to give an inspirational speech to the person working on the till every time you buy something in a shop?
Of course I'm going to say I love you every single time on the phone.
Okay. Would you rather have your entire search history made public or never be able to search anything again?
I need to search stuff, so I'm going to say search history made public.
Fair enough. Ooh. Would you rather have to assemble flat pack furniture with no instructions or be stuck in a WhatsApp group with annoying neighbours?
Well, I can't assemble flat pack furniture with instructions and help. So I'm going to have to be in a WhatsApp group.
Okay, would you rather have to say yes to every question your kids ask for a week or say yes to every question your wife asks for a week?
What my wife asks.
Okay.
Would you rather have to use a sock puppet during every argument or get a tattoo of your 3 most used emojis?
The tattoo. Easy. Yeah. The tattoo just doesn't...
You just don't mind a tattoo, do you?
Right. Of course I do.
Very quickly, there are a couple of these that allude to you being quite scared of your wife.
What? Right. Why?
Because you said, say yes to every question that your wife asks.
Your wife asks.
He was like...
Yeah, do you want to say yes to that? Because if I said yes to everything my children ask, I'd be dead. I'll be driving on, like, Daddy, if you open the car door while you're driving on the motorway, could you get out and run as fast next to the car? I'm like, no, I couldn't. Can you show us? I'm like, yeah, okay, but I'll say yes to that. Just dive out on the M25. Like, no, obviously, so I can't say yes to them.
Okay, that's a sick question, though.
Yeah, and I can't run very fast.
It is, you know, like when kids think their dads can just do anything.
And it is.
Can you run next to the car or the motorway, Dad?
Yeah, they ask me stuff like that all the time. Can you do this? Oh, how high can you, how far can you throw a car? Can you throw it over the house? Can you do this? Can you do that? I'm like, brother, I've got arthritis. I can barely stand up at the moment.
Yeah, but so you should just say yes.
I do, obviously.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, of course. Okay, tell them, yeah, but of course I could do that. No, can you show us now? I'm like, nah, not right now. Not right now.
Okay.
Do you know what it's like? Because we're members of, like, obviously we're all in diversity. And they watch our performances all the time. Like, can you do a backflip? And I go, yeah. And they go, can you show me right now? And I go, yep. And they go, go on then. And I take them outside to the trampoline.
Love that.
That's like, why do you think I've got the trampoline for them? No.
Yeah. Right.
So I can backflip.
Well, you can.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you can.
You're just saying you can't do it on the floor.
Yeah, I just want to risk dying. Yeah.
And even then, I've seen you do it on the floor before.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't want to risk dying now. I'm 32. I'm a bit older now. Do you know what I mean?
So do you back that with the kids? Like, you know when they ask about dancing? Because sometimes I'll show them like a clip. Like, if I see like a good dance clip, I'll be like, oh, guys, what? And they're watching it. And they'll go, are they better than you, Daddy?
Oh,
and I go,
nice.
No. No, in full well. The clip that I'm showing them, they're absolutely a better dancer than me. Absolutely.
Do you know what? I feel like the only dancing my kids see is either Diversity or K-Pop Demon Hunters on Netflix. Has anyone here watched K-Pop Demon Hunters?
I started it.
Guys, it's a fantastic film. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really?
The music, the soundtrack... This is what it sounds
like. It's quite epic.
There's a song called This Is What It Sounds Like. There's a little breakdown, 1:40 from the end. Go bless yourself. Go treat your
really?
Ears.
Really? That good?
Oh, it's so sick.
Can you imagine Jordan on the way to sparring? On the way to boxing?
You think I'm exaggerating? There's a song called Takedown. That's what I listen to.
On the way...
It is sick.
That's going to be in it as I walk out.
The film's sick, the fighting's sick, the choreo in it, because obviously it's K-pop, like the bands. Obviously, in real life, I couldn't name you a K-pop band. I just know that there's some very, very famous ones.
BTS,
I can name you one. Black K-pop band. Blackpink. Nope. See, don't know K-pop.
Really?
No. But BTS, I have heard of. Only because I don't watch them for singing or music. I watch BTS because their dancing is so dope.
Yeah, that's it.
The choreo that they do in this film, obviously, I don't know if it's animated, but I'm guessing someone must have, like, they done it wearing suits or whatever.
Anyway,
long story short, it's absolutely sick.
So and K-pop's dancing is
if your kids watch, they'll say, are they better than you, Daddy?
And I will say, yes, they are. Flat pack furniture.
Yeah, I can't build flat pack.
Do you know what? What's interesting is...
Have we spoke about Stu before?
Yeah, Jules got a guy... Who he calls
Flat Pack Stew.
Do you know what's nuts about that? There's like tradesmen, then there's DIYers who do stuff at home, but they're not pros. Mm-hmm. Then there's people that are handy who are just, they don't do anything, but they're handy. Put up a picture.
Yeah.
Then there's people who are not handy. Then there's Jord.
There's me.
Calls someone to build his flat pack furniture.
Yeah, look, here you go. Stuart Flat Pack. Great guy.
I actually, I pulled up outside of Sainsbury's once and he was like, Perry. And I was like, hey, you're right. And he's like, it's Stuart, I'll build Jules' flat pack. And I was like,
flat pack.
Crazy.
Anything I need.
Jules, that's wild.
He's always busy on Christmas Eve because I call him around for the kids' presents.
What about the fun of putting it together?
I don't think anyone quite understands.
No, but I don't think you've tried.
No, I have. Me and Nay's stepdad, so me and his name's PJ, lovely fella, we built Mimi's, what's it called? The Barbie, is it Dreamhouse?
Dreamhouse.
That thing, I feel like I built my own conservatory.
Yeah, that thing's massive.
It is ridiculous. So me and PJ built that together, took... Forever. I'm not going to lie, it was actually a really nice little bonding kind of, because me and PJ have always got on.
But he was
very like, because he said to me, oh, do you have a Philips? I didn't know what that meant. Okay.
You do now, right?
Now I know. It's the little crisscross screwdriver.
Yeah.
He asked for the Philips. I didn't know what that meant. So started to Google what is a Philips.
Did you leave the room?
No, I just turned on. Yeah, one sec. Actually, like I was going through the bag. Nay sat next to me, looked over at the screen, and in front of PJ went, why are you Googling what's Philips? The old room had a very good laugh, which means Nay and her mum. Do you know what PJ did? PJ went, that's right, mate. It's the crisscross screwdriver. So you've got the Philips, which is the crisscross, and then you've got the flat screwdriver. And I went, thanks, mate. And we had a nice little bonding moment. It was really, really, she bugged me off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what a Philips was. But that took us hours. And I'm not going to lie, at the end of it, I know some people go, the sense of achievement. I didn't get that. Not for Barbie Dreamhouse. If I would have constructed an entire conservatory and, you know, maybe built myself an extension or something, you go, okay, there's a real sense of, I feel bad. Like, I know I should be able to just knock this up. I know, the way I look at...
They do always take longer than you think. That's what I will say. But I enjoy it. Anyone I've ever built.
I bought what's it called? Not a pergola. What's the thing like the big umbrella that goes over your garden furniture?
Umbrella?
Parasol.
I bought a parasol. Well, my wife did. She spent a lot of money on this parasol. Mm. She was very excited. It's the one you can go up and down.
Is it a winder?
It's not a winder. It's better than that. It's like a slider. And it comes out like this and opens. It's like something like flipping Iron Man. It's got lights built in to like the
I've seen those.
Yeah, you've seen that?
Solar panel.
So I'm trying to cut all the little cable ties around it.
Yeah.
Not realising, bang, I cut straight through the wire that powers the lights. I managed to put it together. Left out a few bolts because I was like, they must be spare. They wasn't. It has fallen down several times. But once I put it up, she went, why ain't the lights working? I went, they are. She went, no, those two are quite dimly. And she went, what's this? Anyway, she saw the cut wire and I let her email the manufacturer saying it was sent cut.
And they said your new one?
No.
Oh.
No, and then I had to admit it. So.
You admit way too much on this pod.
That's all right.
Do you know what's impressive? Firstly, I can't believe there's a niche. Do you reckon there's a niche big enough for people to get their flat pack furniture built? Is that how it works?
Well, yeah, but that's what he does.
Oh, is that what he does?
That's what he does. And he's... Well, you see, if you message Stuart now, he's like, sorry, mate, I'll fit you in November. And you're
really?
Like, yeah, no, like he's fully booked.
And that is what I was just about to talk about. Booked. The patience. You know, when you get home from IKEA or whatever, or you've bought something that's flat packed, I think you're right. Part of the satisfaction is knowing that you could get that home. It's small enough and flat packed to fit in the boot. You get it home and you build it. If I was to see a flat packed bit of furniture in the hallway, it's like, the patience go, I'll wait 2 weeks to get that built.
No.
I don't understand how you got that.
I think it's because you have the capability to physically get through it. I can't, you see, like instructions irritate me. So once I have instructions, I'll be like, yeah, I got it. And then I try, oh, and then
zero patience.
Yeah, I can't read it. I can't sit there and read instructions. They don't just quite gel with me.
I tell you what, I would hire Stu. Does he take the packaging away with him?
I think he does.
That's service.
Because that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that is good, man.
Yeah.
Because anytime I've built like a chest of drawers or something,
yeah,
and then you're left with a huge cardboard box, you don't know what to do with.
What's that thing called when you think something's one thing and it's actually something else?
Mandela effect.
I don't know if this is a Mandela effect or not, but I always thought that a chest of drawers was chest of drawers. Like his name is Chester.
Yeah, chest of drawers.
No, it's chest of drawers.
But it's chest of drawers, isn't it? Yeah, and I always thought it was put that in the chest of drawers.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Normally, that's a comment you'd make that I'd take the mickey out of you for, but I'm guilty of it. I'm with you.
Well, you and Talise, who's mine and Jordan's sister, always thought that the remote was called a remote.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've done that too.
Did you think
it was a remote?
I thought it was remote control.
Remote control, that's what you thought.
I said that all the time, I mean, you might have gone through it as well. You're a few years older than me, so you might have grown out of it.
I used to think it was biscotti bolognese.
What did you think it was?
Biscotti bolognese.
Biscotti bolognese?
Biscotti.
You know what? Yeah. You can't eat bolognese anymore.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I got put off when I was about seven.
You had a bad experience?
I had this really good friend of mine called Alex Welch come over for a guest spaghetti bolognese. To play out and stuff, and he accidentally spat a tomato directly into my spag bowl, and I never found it because it looks the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, blends, and you just
and it blends, and I just thought, oh. So anytime I now see spag bowl, I think Alex Welch actually.
Alex Welch, big up man like Alex Welch.
Yeah, I think he just got married, so congrats, mate.
Congrats,
man,
Alex.
Man like Al.
Something we need to figure out: our community name, because I've started to feel like we need to just really nail it down. All right. Mm-hmm. Perry did keep mentioning prostitutes.
Prostitutes works, man. That's why.
I'm just not.
And it's catching.
I'm not sure.
It's catching. Like an STI. It is catching.
Really poor comparison given the current climate, like what we were talking about, prostitutes and an STIs. I just don't know.
Well, this that was point. The link for me.
Okay. Well, I would like to put forward again once more, Brolos. And let me explain why. Let me explain why. I'm going to read this to you and you can tell me if I'm wrong. Jordan, I think I walked past you at Malaga Airport today and I shouted, oh my God, Jordan Banjo. Then I shouted, Brolos.
Oh.
You were with your family. Da, 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 da. Can you please tell me I was right? That is Lindsay McInally. Lindsay, you're correct. Yes, it was me. And I was stressed. Yep. You also said in a message I looked stressed. I was very stressed. We missed our flight. Anyway.
But she used the term Brolos.
She shouted Brolos. And I'm like, is that catching? So I feel like we're kind of up in the air with it.
Well, can I quickly say on that front then? Yes, it's probably it's not as easy to shout prostitutes if she was in the airport.
And Ash had a good suggestion. You did say, if you love prostitutes so much, why don't you make the suggestion of Brozzies?
Well,
you said it off the cuff as a joke, Brozzies. But I don't.
Brozzies is fun.
So I think what we should do is, let's settle this. Because another one that keeps getting brought up, again, what Perry loved was Little Bro Peeps.
Little Bro Peeps.
Fantastic.
So here's what I think we should do. I think we should get those three. Brolos, Little Bro Peeps, Brozzies. We make a poll on Instagram and it gets settled today. At Brothers Uncovered on Insta. You go on the stories, you vote, done. It's that simple. Whichever one wins is officially the name of our community.
So if you're listening right now, Friday the 15th of August... Get on Instagram right now. Have your say. Brozzies.
Little Bro Peeps.
Little Bro Peeps.
Brolos.
Brolos.
Sibs.
Ash, man.
Forget Sibs. Ash. That's not an option. Ash. We're not putting it in there. Man. Stop going on about Sibs.
Yeah, I just wanted to trouble.
So, you're listening after, right, you might be listening the week after. You might be catching up on this episode. You might already have a name. You'll be like, oh, that's weird. I've been a Brozzy for a little while. Could work that way. Get voting and we'll figure out what we
Brozzies are. Would also look good in an umbrella, like a brolly, like a Brozzy.
That's not bad, it does.
Do you know what I mean? So imagine merch.
And weirdly, I think it would sound good in a variety of accents as well. Brozzies. Don't know why.
Brozzy.
Brozzy.
Yeah. You little Brozzy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not even going to say what those were, but you decipher them.
Yeah. I'm Scouse, just to make that clear.
I don't think you are. Honestly,
Scouse. What, that was Scouse?
Yeah, you little Brozzy.
Yeah,
you little bros.
But here it is.
And then Scouse's Liverpool.
Yes.
Liverpool.
Yeah. What was that? What did you
Liverpool. Wait.
Okay.
Just not even do it.
Liverpool.
Should we do RMBE?
Yes, it's time.
Let's do RMBE.
Where?
Ash, introduce it.
It's time for Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
Boom. Oh, sorry.
Right. Can we just talk about NBE?
Yeah, yeah,
obviously, I read quite a few comments saying that at first, people always getting onto me and saying that Jordan had the toughest one because he had to get a tattoo and blah, 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 boo, hoo, hoo. Recently, the tables have turned. I've seen people saying that Jordan's copped out a little bit recently.
Yeah.
Not only has he escaped it when it should have been his go, but when he was supposed to give you a foot massage, he barely even touched
it. Barely touched me.
He didn't barely touch you. Watch VAR that.
I've watched it.
My hands are all over your feet and that's all that matters.
You were almost like that, finger and thumb, just like that.
Yeah, if anything, the foot you didn't touch felt better.
Okay, well, that's how I give massages.
No, it ain't.
Fun fact.
Oh,
fun fact. When I first ever met my wife,
yeah,
we've been seeing each other for a few months, and she said to me, do you want to give me a massage?
Oh.
Right, and I went, oh, I panicked. Yeah, because I'm like, and I said, I was like, do you know what? Start as you mean to go on, honesty. I went, I'll be honest, I'm awful at massages. Mm-hmm. She went, don't be stupid, give you a massage. 30 seconds into the massage, she went to me, stopped, she went, you are awful at massages. And it's rocked my confidence so much, to this day, when she asked me for a massage, I go, no, I've got a headache, or, you know, I just started to make up an excuse.
Oh.
Yeah, she knows it as well. I'm not giving you one. You said I was awful, I'm not doing it. Well, 10 years ago.
That explains the feat then.
That explains that. Look, that's what I mean. I must clearly give massages like that. That's my form of a massage.
Yeah, it's awful.
Try my best.
Right. Give me the wheel.
No, I'll spin it.
No, come on, give me the wheel.
Why? Come on. Why do you want to spin it? No. Because I feel like, listen, I'm not really big into energies and stuff like that.
But energies? What's this?
You two have an energy that you just want it to be me.
I'm putting it out
there. I'd love it to be you.
Yeah, me too. If you spin that wheel, it will land on you today.
Is that what you think?
That's what I think.
Yeah, if you spin that wheel, it's going to land on you. Wait. I just didn't feel mentally ready.
I didn't feel. You think it's going to land on me?
No, is it not? No,
you've said it.
Don't wiggle it around.
I'm not even going to
give it a big spin. Ladies and gents, you're about to witness manifestation.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hold it still.
Still.
Don't stop tilting it.
Look, see? Look, watch.
Yes! It feels good. Oh my God, manifest these nuts. You are doing the NBE, Ashley Banjo. Thank you. Oh, that feels good, man. Oh my God.
That's awful.
Dip me that's in rude. Gravy and call me a Greg sausage roll. That is. Yes. Pick your options, player.
And he faced it last week.
No, he didn't. I did. Wait, no. Oh, you did!
Ash did.
Yeah, you tried to flipping slide in Central C's DMs, didn't you?
Yeah.
Basically.
Did you get a response back?
Yeah, did he say anything back to that or?
No comment.
All right, here we go. Oh, God.
Shake these up.
It feels good.
Let's figure out what our MBE.
That was karma, isn't it?
That way
it is today.
That was manifestation, wasn't it?
Ash.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Kick away, lad.
3, 2,
you,
one.
I don't want to do this.
Kick away.
All right, let's go.
3, 2, 1.
What's your first option, baby girl? Right. Stop trying to cheat.
Should I put it back?
No.
What does it say?
No.
What does it
read
say?
It. It says, Manisha says, be blindfolded and be fed 5 things by the other two.
Ooh.
No. Yes, please.
Okay, so that's your first option. Where's your next option?
Here we go. Girl. 3, 2, 1. Pick.
What you got?
Pick. Cool.
Oh, I love getting out of it.
No!
I love getting out of it.
What is it?
Jordan has to massage your feet for
that's
5 minutes.
That's an absolute lie. Huh? Show me.
Well, let's see.
That's no, not. Okay. Right. give one of the boys £10 to spend on something that he brings to the next pod.
Oh, dry!
Do you know what? I might go for the blindfold.
Really?
No. I'm going to go for it.
Is it definitely £10?
It says,
are you sure it's not?
Give the boys £10 to spend on something that he brings to the next pod.
Is there a name on that?
Bethany.
Bethany, you're rubbish.
Yeah.
Bethany,
£10?
Bethany, rubbish, honestly. Yes.
£10?
I love you. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, I'm going to find like a £10 taser. I'm going to bring it in just for you. What the hell, Bethany?
Thank you, Bethany, so much.
Oh,
I've got to decide who I'm giving it to.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
I feel like, just because of how random he is, I'm going to give £10 to Pill.
Hey!
And I just want you to buy the most random thing you can find for a tenner.
Okay.
Yeah?
by next week.
To TikTok next shop. Week. We go. Oh, no, don't go to TikTok. You won't see it for 4 months.
Yeah, you'll see it on episode 25.
Yeah, you haven't. All right, fair enough. Well, there you have it. Another episode of Brothers Uncovered. Thank you guys so much. Like, share, subscribe, all of that jazz. And we will see you next week. Peace.
Goodbye.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.